Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series in Talmudic methodology, B'Siyata D'Shemaya. We're on page Samach Zayin, Os Pei Zayin, in the Hamidos Lecheker Halacha of Hagon HaGadol, Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And the Shir should be a S'chus for Amorni Marasi. We have Sef Tzvi Ben Maras Hena Miriam, David Avram Ben Maras Hena Miriam, and then we serve us Maras Hena Miriam. And Daniel Yisrael ben Aviv Elisheva, the Bracha Vatzlecha B'chol Masi Yudehem. So in the previous shir, we saw that when you have a rov, that means al pidin, the metzias remains besafek, but the din becomes a din vaday. The din is a din vaday. Therefore, if you have Safik Tumah Brishus Hayachid, but you have a Rov that it's Tahar, you follow the Rov in principle, as we see from the Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Memvav Amud Aleph. And continues Harav Amiel, Vafil Leilu Asovrim Shebebitud Borov, Haisur Nefach Liot Heter, Vateru Betorat Vadai, Belo Betorat Safek, Abel Bezek Hulei Alma Modim. Even those who hold that Bittul Barov Pshat is that the Isser is transformed into Heter, and the Heter is B'Teras Vaday, and not B'Teras Safek, because the Isser is transformed into Heter. But everybody agrees that the Vaday comes because of the Safek. שגם שם כאמור לילה היסוד שבו הספק ואומר שגם הם מודים שבהתחלת יסוד הביטול זהו מחמת כשנת ארבע חתיכה אחת בשתי חתיכות הנה על כל חתיכה יש ספק דלמה היתרו ומתוך כך דין התורה הוא שגם בספק איסור נהפך להיות היתר בוודאי בדין. So he writes, Yesh Liv Tol. I don't know, sometimes you have typos in the Sefer. But what he means is that you can compare it to Chazak de Meikara. Because when you talk about Chazak de Meikara, it all starts with a suffix. You don't come on to Chazakas unless you have a suffix. If there's no suffix, there's no Chazaka. So where does Bittul start? Bittul starts with a suffix. And what's the suffix? The suffix is that you have one Chaticha, and it got mixed in with two other Chatichas. So on every chaticha there's a safek, maybe it's heter. Because you have three chatichas, two of them are kosher, one's not kosher, so now you have a safek, which one is heter, which one is iser. And therefore you start with a safek, and from that safek is built the din Torah, that the safek iser is transformed into heter, vaday bedin. Metzias it's not, but bedin it's vaday heter. V'efshar lenamek gam et hanacha zo, ki hamachrei sheyesod, shall bitul anu lemeidim bidayanim. So how can we rationalize this hanacha, this understanding? Because the yisod of bitul we learn from dayanim, and there biyisod habitul munach hasafek shemikodem yesh lanu safek b'chilukei deot shel hadayanim v'mi mehem hatzedek u'mitave hasafek bedin u'mitoch safek ze anu halchim acharei harov. So the yisod of bitul we learn from dayanim. And there also be a sod habitul, you have a suffix. In other words, you have 15 dayanim who say one way and 8 dayanim who say the other way. So you have a suffix, who's right? And because of that, you follow the rov. And therefore the miut is batal to the rov, right? Like the famous Reb Chaim that we've discussed in our shiurim, that you need a full beis din to paskin. So even those who are mezakeh are mitzdarif to the mechayivim, the rov, or vice versa, but they have to have the miut mitzdarif to the rov. But it starts with a suffix. So we have two hanachos in bittul barov. Number one, that it's all bedin, not b'mitzias, because b'mitzias, the mitzias is still mitzias misupekes. The mitzias is still a mitzias misupekes. And number two, but the din is a din vaday. And the din vaday comes because we have a suffix bedin. And that's why how we can understand that when it comes to tumas masa, the tumah when you carry something, tumay, It's not shaykh the din of bittul barov, even though it's rov Torah things, there's no bittul barov. And when you carry the whole Tarovus, he's tame vadeh, like we see in Bukhara, it's 23a. Ulich ora, bishleima leilu asuvrim shekol habitulu mitzad hadin shel kol de parish, meruba parish. So he says, I understand, according to the Mandi Amar, according to those who hold, those shittas that hold, that pshat is that the bittul is mitzad called the parish meruba parish. That if you have a taroves of heter and iser, and it's mostly heter, so you assume that whatever you're taking is from the heter, because it's called the parish meruba parish. So that's pretty awesome if it's there's a prisha. But here, it's not shaykh, because you're carrying the whole burden. So you know that there's iser in here. So we understand then why linyan tumas masa, it's not shaykh the klal of bittul barov. Aval elu asuvrim shekol ha'isur nefach liot heter. I don't understand. If the word is, when you talk about bittul barov, is that the iser is transformed into heter, then why don't we say that the whole tuma is transformed into tara, and memela there's no tumas masa? And what is the problem? What's the problem here then? Why do we say tumas masa? There's no bittul. There should vaday be the bittul. Because you can't say that you know you're carrying something tame. You can't say you know you're carrying something tame because the tuma is batal. It was transformed into tara because it's batal barov. Ach kamul shebi yisod davar sheisur nefach liot heter hu asafek bedin. Uvechen lo nuchal lavo la maskana sheisur nefach liot heter rak acharei she'anu menichim mikodem et asafek bedin. Vekan l'inyan tumat masa lo shayach ze. כי בלי המסקנה הנ"ל אין כלל ספק טומאה, אלא ודאי טומאה. So, ביסוד הדין of the Isser's Nefach Leos Heter is the ספק בדין. So you can't come to the conclusion that the Isser is transformed into Heter only after we say there's a ספק בדין. But by Tumas Masa there's no ספק. Because Tumas Masa there's no ספק at all. You know that there's something tamei inside. Some mela, there's no suffix. You have to have some type of doubt. There's no doubt here. Is there tumah there? The answer is yes. So ein al mala daber tamei. V'leinu lo sif gam et ze ki lo chora lo gam l'inyan tumat maga im lo gea b'chol atarovet biyachad u gam b'achilat tarovet im ochel kol shloshtam biyachad elo terem shenu menichim sheisur nefach liot heter yesh b'ze mishum v'day isur misham v'day tumat maga. So wait a second, l'chora, even l'inyan tumas maga, not only tumas masa, l'inyan tumas maga, touching. If you touch all the tarovas together, or you eat the whole tarovas, you eat all the pieces of the mixture, and you know one of them is not kosher. So before we say that the isur is transformed into heter, there's a v'day isur. Because one second, you definitely touch something tame over here. There's no suffix. It's not like you took one out and you just touched that one piece, or you touched that might be tame, or you ate that one piece that might be not kosher. Here, you're doing it all together. You're eating them all together. You're touching them all together. So there's no suffix here. So why aren't you tame? Gevaldik. Omer Rav halokashia. No, not shver. Ki le'inyan isur achila o le'inyan tumat maga. אף כשאוכל כל החתיכות ביחד, או כשנוגע בכל התערובת ביחד, הנה הוודאי איסור או הוודאי טומאה שיש בזה כל זמן. שאינן הנמיכים שהאיסור והטומאה גופה נהפכו להיות היתר ותהורו, רק ודאי הבא מכוח ממה נפשך של הספקות המתנגשים יחד. It's not a question, because as far as איסור אכילה, or as far as the tumas maga goes, even if you eat all the pieces together, or you touch the whole tarovas together, the vadei iser, the vadei tuma, that's in there, as long as we don't assume that the iser and the tuma were transformed into heter, and it's tar, right, when you're assuming that the iser is transformed into heter, or the tameh is transformed into tar, then you assume it's tar. Hu rak vaday haba mikoach mimanafshach. shel sveikot hamitnakshim biyachad. This is a vadai because you have doubts that conflict with each other. Because the heter of one suffix is soser the heter of another suffix. In other words, even when you eat all three pieces together, it's still besafek. Which piece made you be over on the iser? So you're definitely over on an iser, but that's only mikoch memanafshach, because it can't be that piece A is mutter, and piece B is mutter, and piece C is mutter, because you know that one of them is treif. So memanafshach, it has to be there's a conflict here. You don't know which piece you were over, with which piece you were over the iser. That you don't know. But what you do know is that you were over an Isser, but only because it just has to be. It's just a logical conclusion. You don't know which one it was. But since you know one of the three pieces isn't kosher, logically, one of the pieces you ate wasn't the kosher piece. You just don't know which one. If you weren't over the Isser with one chaticha, you're over the Isser in the other chaticha. If you weren't tame with one piece, you're over you're tame with another piece. So again, we have a suffik here. And from this suffik comes the vadai, that the iser is transformed into heter. So even if you eat all three pieces together, you still have a suffik. And the suffik is, which piece was machayev you? So therefore, it really does start with a suffik. So before we assume that the Isser was transformed into Heter, there was a suffik here. What was the suffik? You can't say there's a Vada here, oh, you ate the unkosher piece. No, there's a suffik. What's the suffik? The suffik is, which one is the unkosher piece? Which one is the unkosher piece? Which one is the Tamei piece? And therefore, it starts with a suffik. And Mimela, since you have a suffik, now you can say, ah, and there's a rove of kosher, there's a rove of tahor, and Mimela, it's all tahor, it's all kosher. But you start with a suffik, because you don't know which one is the unkosher, which one is mitame. Mashen kain, when you talk about tumas masa, shamar nigashim latuma betarovet, techef, mitzad havadai shebadavar, velo mitzad hamimanafshach shel arbei sveikot. There, it's not because mimanafshach, one or the other. It's a vadai. Why? Ki lenyan tumat masa lechatchila, ein kol suffik badavar. When you talk about Tumas Masa, lechatchila there's no suffik. Ki kol haklal shel bitul berov hu kshadin ba mitzad hapratim shebetarovet. Vezeh kriti. The whole din of bitul berov is when you're talking about the details, but not when you're talking about the whole. In other words, the details, the specific items in this mixture. But if you talk about a mixture that is you're viewing the mixture as one whole, so then there's no din of bittul. And that's the difference between Tumas Maga and Tumas Masa. Tumas Maga, you look at each piece individually, because your tummy, because you touched one piece, you touched another piece, you touched another piece, you're not sure which piece was mitame you. So each piece, each prat, individually was mitame. One of the pratim here was mitame, the person who touched it. That's when it comes to Tumas Maga, because Tumas Maga, you look individually what you touched. Was it this piece, this piece, this piece, this piece, or this piece? But it's not like that by Tumas Masa, because Tumas Masa is a different type of tumma. There you're looking at the klalius. And with klalius, you know for a fact that there's something tame in here, and therefore you can't say bittul. So Tumas Maga starts with a suffix. Tumas Masa doesn't start with a suffix. Tumas Maga starts with a suffix. You don't know which piece was mitame you. You don't know which piece was the unkosher piece that you ate. So Mimela, you could say bittul, and they're all tar. They're all kosher. But here there's no suffix, because Tumas Masa, you look at the klalis, and you know there's something tame in here. V V'zeh she'amar sham be'bchorot hanal, that's what the Gemara says in Bechoros. V'i amrit tum'a, kemandi itnayei damei, nehide be'maga lo metamei, letamei b'masa. Ze Gemara, ka'amur, b'daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Mesechet Bechorot. שהגמרא אומרת Eitvei Abai asked Rav Yirmiyahu Kasha, and Rav Yirmiyahu said that Tumah is Choseres V'Ne'ora, that if originally the Tumah was Batal and then you add a Tumah and now it's no longer a share of Bittal, so the Tumah is reactivated. So mevi po mehamishna efer kasher shenetarev beefer mikle. So if you have an efer of paraduma which is metame and is mixed in with regular efer, hochin achar rov letame. Im arov shel para, if it's mostly the par, it's metame, and if it's not shel para, it's tar. So now Abaye proves vi ruba efer miklahu lot metame. So you see that if it's rov efer mikla, rov regular ashes, it's not metame. V'yamr tuma kamanda etei dame. If you say that tuma is considered that it exists even when it's misbatel, and therefore it's choseres v'ne'ora, it's reactivated, as kacha nehi debimaga lo metame. You're right, it's not metame. Bimaga mishum bitul barov. Since you have bittul barov, it shouldn't be metame. In other words, you want to say that there's a vort of choseres v'ne'ora. So if there's a vort of choseres v'ne'ora, that means that tumah is kamanda yisei dami. It means that the tumah is there. It's dormant, but it's there, and it's just waiting to be reactivated. But it's there. So you're right, b'maga, it's not metame. Why isn't metame b'maga in the meantime? Because it's bittul barov. And therefore we say that you touch the rov, that's tar. But letame b'masa. But b'masa should be tame. Why? Because the bittul's not going to help here. Because you're definitely carrying the efer hametame. If you say that it's not choser v'ne'or, so of course you're not. It's not tame b'masa, because the whole thing is batal. The whole tum is batal. The tum is not dormant. But if you say that it's choseres v'ne'or, means the tum is dormant, so that means when you're carrying these two types of efer, so then even if though there's a miut of efer paradumach, it should still be metame. What does Rashi say there? Rashi says, if you say that tuma, that misbatel barov, isn't completely batel, but it's still there, and if you find another type of tuma, it's going to be mitzdarev, so then it should be metame b'masa. Klomar, Shemehadin shel choser v'ne'or, from this din of choser v'ne'or, it's muchach that the bittul is only bedin and not b'metzias, right? Because what's the idea of choser v'ne'or? That b'metzias the tumah is still there, just bedin. In the meantime, it's considered bittul. But if something else comes and you lose the ratio of bittul, so then it's going to be reactivated. It means that b'metzias it's still there. Just in the meantime, b'din it's not there. But if b'metzias it's still there, then when it comes to masa, it should be metame. Because if you say that bittul is b'metzias, then you can't say choser v'ne'or. So bittul is only shayach to the din, not to the metzias. And it's only shaykh b'safik maga, not b'safik masa, right? In this din of bittul, we say, okay, that each piece that you're touching, the ashes that you're touching, so you follow the rope, because you're misupik, which is the efer miklan, which is the efer of the paraduma. You have rove efer makle, so mamela, you could be makel, and you can follow the rope. But that's because you're looking at the pratim, but when you're looking at the klal of masa, so then it should definitely be metame you. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying, like Aryeh Yesod. That you're looking at the klal, you're looking at the klalius, so, and the bittul is only bedin, not b'metzias. If you hold chozer v'neor, pshat is that the bittul is bedin, not b'metzias. If it was bittul b'metzias, then there's no chozer v'neor. It's gone. The tum is gone. So there's a lot more to say about this, and Mirtz Hashem, I'm hoping very much that in the next shir we have a Gemara in Beitza, which talks about Bittul Binyan Maminis and Isurim, very 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 chush, a very deep Gemara, and I hope that we're able to get there and to understand it and see Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. All right. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening.